I don't know about the new boss, Bagley. He reminds me too much of Connor, you know, the director they hired right before we got downsized.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy. He had the same poker face. None of us knew what was happening until it happened. I hope the company didn't hire Bagley to do the same sort of job.
Well, I say we should give him a chance. He seems like a real professional to me.
I don't know, Carol. I keep hearing rumors about more layoffs in other divisions. Why would they suddenly get rid of Ferguson, who was here for years, and hire someone new? I can't afford to lose my job right now.
They didn't get rid of Ferguson. She got a promotion.
More like she was put out to pasture, I think. I really think she's on her way out.
You're such a pessimist. No one is going to lose their job.
That's easy for you to say. You've got something to fall back on, since you used to teach. I'd have to live on unemployment.
Well, look on the bright side. Maybe you'll get a nice severance package and be able to sit around doing nothing for a few months with a salary.
I'd rather work for that salary and not have to worry about finding a new job in a few months. I've been on unemployment before, and it's no picnic. I could barely make ends meet. I couldn't find a new job for months, and I ended up freelancing. No security, no benefits.
Look, guys, let's not blow things out of proportion. We don't know that the company's going to lay people off. It's just a rumor. We have no real reason to think that they hired Bagley to clean house. The whole company is doing pretty well, and we know for a fact that our division is up.
Well, I hope you're right.